Angelina Pagliaccio, and this is QU, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today, March 28th. It's a Friday. It was a nice, beautiful day. On today's show, we have...
Andrei Golubovic.
And Yuri Bawa.
Today, we're going to start talking kind of more about the Quincy Swim Team and just the world of swimming in general. So we had two swimmers go to NCAAs for D2 swimming. It was Borna and Wyatt. They both did pretty well overall, made top 14 or top 6, which was amazing. How do y'all feel y'all's season went this, Andre?
Well, my season was, it started pretty good, I would say. Mm-hmm. I had some really good times in one breast, 50 breast in the relay. But then I got injured and I couldn't do breast since October. So I was like doing fly and freestyle and back just to like stay in the shape. Mm-hmm. But like my leg wasn't getting better. And yeah, I just stopped at one point. I'm trying to get the medical red shirt. Mm-hmm.
So you can have that extra year?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Yuri?
So for me coming in as a freshman, I think it went like pretty decent. Nothing too crazy, but also definitely good performances. In the beginning, I had to adapt to a lot of like the swimming here because the meets are held differently than back home. For example, having a good 3 to 4 starts in like the time period of maybe 1.5, 2 hours is totally different to what I'm used to back home or what I was used to back home. For like swimming maybe twice or 3 times a day. So I definitely had to adapt at that in the beginning of the season. But overall, like going to conference, going to mid-season, I dropped some very decent times, and I think I like established myself on the team too. So yeah, as I said, a decent season, but nothing crazy, but still at a good level.
That's all you could ask for whenever you play a sport. At least it's decent enough your first year, especially going in to something completely new country, new everything. Andre, on the topic of injuries, did you go to the trainers? How did your injury get worse, or how did it get better now?
So at the beginning, I was going to trainers, and our trainer Kelly was just putting me like ice packs and heat packs on my quad tendon. And we were doing like stim, like mm-hmm. electricity.
Yes.
Just to like stimulate the muscle. But nothing too crazy, no like actual rehab. And that has been going on for like at least a month. And then I stopped because I didn't see basically any difference. And actually Kelly told me that I'm like good to swim.
Oh, okay.
And she posted on
Healthy Roster.
Healthy Roster.
Yeah. Or app, yeah.
That, like, I'm good to go, that I can swim. Mm-hmm. But then we went to Drury, and I was, like, trying at the warm-up mm-hmm. and at the cool-down. I was trying, like, to swim some breast, but my knee was really hurting. And I was doing only fly and freestyle. I mean, I have to say, I think I didn't do anything crazy, but I think I did my best times in all of the other strokes. So I'm quite happy with that. But then on the winter break, I went back home and I did a scan on my leg. And they told me I have to make a break for 6 weeks. So basically my season was over.
How did that impact you mentally? Whenever you had to just stop all of a sudden, when you went back home, especially?
honestly, it was pretty hard. Like,
yeah, you could definitely see that too.
Because, like, I know for swimmers, we all swim since we were like very young, and our routine is very just the same for X amount of time since you're about like eight years old. So I know for me it would have been a lot worse, but please continue. Sorry.
Yeah, but like I was basically laying in my bed the whole day and not doing anything. After the winter break, I was at the pool deck every day because I was like
assistant coach.
But
yeah, like coach.
Yeah, but technically, I mean, I wasn't like on the paper. Mm-hmm. But I was just there to help the teammates and to help coaches.
You still wanted to be around the pool and the area and the
Though I didn't have to be. But I wanted to help everybody. And I don't know if everybody on the team thinks that, but I think I did a pretty good job doing that.
I think a lot of people especially kind of just respected you for just showing up, because most of the people on our team would not, I don't think, show up after an injury.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they would just lay in bed or do schoolwork. You gave us your time, and it was very nice. You actually helped us. You gave your input. And
yeah, I don't know. I like, honestly, when I was at the pool deck, I was just trying to help you guys because I'm not a coach, and I'm not educated enough. But I was trying. I know a lot about swimming because I have been swimming for a while now.
Mm-hmm. How long?
I think I'm going into 15th year now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's quite a while.
And like my coach from Serbia taught me a lot, mm-hmm. especially about the strokes. And I was just trying to like give you guys my opinions and like to criticize
the water ones.
Okay, that was an accident. Yeah. But yeah, I was just trying to help everybody, like with the underwater work, mm-hmm. with the stroke work. I helped you with the start.
Yes, yes.
I was trying to help Yuri with the breaststroke, but he wasn't listening to me, of course.
50-50. Like, I mean, it kind of paid out at conference too.
Oh, so you say his work actually helped.
I think I definitely helped. I mean, he has a great knowledge in breaststroke, but overall, I'd say like, I used the parts I thought were good for me at that point. So like 50-50, I would say. It definitely helped.
Well, you can't change your whole stroke before going into a bigger meet.
Yeah, of course. We didn't have enough time. But I would say like, for example, for like Bella.
Yeah.
I helped her a lot. Cause,
we're talking
she
about Bella Sparrow, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Because she scored, I think, the most in the women's team?
Yes.
At
she
conference?
Did. I believe so. And well, it's between her and Olga.
I think Elisa scored more than Olga. But
oh, really? Oh, yeah, because she has more points in distance.
Yeah, yes. Yes. But, like, the problem that I saw mm-hmm. before was that our head coach and assistant coach, Brian and Nick,
yes,
they didn't focus that much on the actual stroke work. They were just focusing on the
speed
and
power,
like the aerobic capacity.
Yes, yes.
And then I was just like there to help you guys with the stroke.
Yes.
Like Bella last year scored, I think, 13 points at conference, and this year she scored 36 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a very good increase.
Yeah, I mean, she probably, like, she was really trying this year, and she made a huge progress. But I would say, like, so the swimming is, because we are not on the hard surface, we mm-hmm. are in the water, we are, like, not used to that kind of surrounding.
Yes, yeah.
And we have to, like, be as smooth and as clean as we can in the water mm-hmm. to, like, feel as little resistance as possible. And I think I helped her a lot.
I agree, because her stroke in general looked a lot better than what it did last year. That goes for a lot of the kids that, or not kids, I shouldn't call them kids, but a lot of the people on our team,
yes,
they are looking a lot better technique-wise whenever you worked with them. Because I know our coaches just don't focus on that as much anymore, just because it was peak time, kind of wasn't their focus.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I also think, like, that's just a little side thing, but going into college now, we're all at the ages of, like, 19 and above. So the foundation has to be laid already. Like, there you gotta have a certain skill set in terms of your technique and all of that stuff and like how you move around the water. And as hard as it sounds, if you don't have that by the time you enter college or are like at the end of high school, then there is little to no future in that swimming, in that swimming sport. So I think honestly, like it's a, yeah, kind of mixed thing.
So you're saying that I agree with this as well. You're saying more whenever these swimmers come into college, you should have all of the technique kind of already in place. You just kind of need refreshers at the beginning of season and kind of an off season just to give the refreshers and just to keep up your technique in a way.
I think what he's trying to say is like just like the basics. For example, like in our team, I mean, it's crazy to say and... like I was getting really mad at practices when I was at the pool deck, because majority of the people don't know how to do like the basic streamline position.
I agree with that. Okay, you gotta explain what streamline is for some of our listeners.
I mean,
if you can. I'm like, I know it's hard to like
step in, but like I would just shortly sum up, it's basically holding the tightest position in the water with your hands above your head and like minimizing drag as much as you can so you can move as efficient as possible through the water, and from there on building your stroke in your specific like event you swim. Yes, that's
thank
basically
you.
It.
Yeah,
thank you, Yuri.
of course.
Because like I would say, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this, but especially I think in the girls team.
Oh, I agree, because a lot of the girls work off of pure talent instead of technique and form.
Talent and like body wise.
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah.
Because body, your body type
does matter.
It does matter in the water, because if you're too short, you're too skinny to anything, then usually in the water, it does not forgive. That's what I like to say. The water does not forgive anything at all.
Yeah. The only like thing that I would say works in swimming to a certain point is if you're being tall and insanely strong in comparison to your body weight. So that's literally the only thing that could work without any, not any talent, but like minimal talent and just training effort. That's the only body type I would say works.
Yeah, now that you mentioned the body strength in comparison to
body weight.
I think, I mean, now I'm going to talk about the gym and team lifts.
Yes, yes, please do. Because people don't understand that swimming is way more than just being in the water, I think.
Okay. So, this year, our lifts,
yes,
I would say, were better than last year.
Why is that? Is it
first of all, I have to say because of energy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the energy, like the team energy at the lift was way better than last year. Even though a lot of people are not showing up still.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, like that's the first thing.
Yes.
Then the actual exercises, I feel like they're better. Like we have more jumping and like more useful actual exercises, like I don't know, hang cleans, bench press, and so on. But I would still make a lot of changes. I feel like I think Brian is not talking with the lifting coach about our lifts.
Yes,
and he's just making the lifts by himself.
You want more of a constructed, just for swimmers workouts, because I don't think that's what we get.
I mean,
per se.
Kind of, I'd say.
I wouldn't say like there is a specific swimmer type of lift.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We just need the, I would say, basic exercise. I mean, basically, like every movements. Yeah, basically, okay. like say. Every athlete, I would yeah. say.
Can like, you explain more on, like,
yeah, like jumping like, yeah. and like compound movements, as mm-hmm. he said, and like that's like
normal stuff. Like, I think the number one exercise for swimmers, especially, would be the pull up, and
yeah, I have to agree.
We definitely did some like lat pull downs, but it's definitely not the same thing, because I think with a lat pull down you focus on only your lats and like the muscles that are kind of connected to it with your biceps too. But I think like the pull up is definitely the number one exercise for a swimmer to get faster in like a very short time and to increase those like strength in comparison to your body weight, because it's literally you have to be tight in every muscle and then also focus on pulling yourself up. And I can say only from personal experience, but for me back home, that's the comparison to back home again, mm-hmm. but we used to focus a lot on like body weight exercises, like push-ups, pull-ups, not even specifically the compound movements and lifts, which are definitely a good thing, but like just for me back home. And during the time I started that, my times were increasing, like were getting faster. Yeah. I wouldn't say insanely fast, but like in a very short period, I was able to stack up some very like noticeable times.
Noticeable drops.
Noticeable drops. And like yeah. even I would say noticeable times on like a national level too. So it was definitely like a increase with the right program and like, especially like things that actually increase your strength to body weight ratio.
Yeah, I would say like for me and him especially, dips are very important. Because
is it
like
for guys especially or
no.
Why for y'all especially?
Oh, for breaststrokers.
Breaststrokers, okay.
Because like we need the chest strength.
Okay.
And like a tricep strength.
Yeah.
That's so... And basically this year we didn't have any dips. I was doing them by myself. I talked with Brian at the beginning of the year and I told him, I think I'm going to do dips. For example, I don't know, on Mondays we have a bench press and then on Wednesday we have a bench press with dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't doing... Like
you would substitute one for the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I don't know, other like I mean, we were squatting and I think like I wouldn't say deadlift is not important.
But it's not as important for us all the time, I would say.
Yeah.
I think honestly it's if we like actually talk about the whole workout, it's just way too many exercises stacked in like a
odd and awkward
time,
oh, okay.
I would say. Yeah. Like it's
because we're giving, I mean, they're giving us only 1 hour to finish all of them. And
yeah,
people are finishing in like 30 to 45 minutes.
Yes. How many workouts do y'all have normally? Because usually it
three
takes
to four, 3 to 4 in the gym, I think.
3 to 4, like. Circuits, workouts, or how would y'all?
I would label us at lifting because it's not really mm-hmm. conditioning. So I would label us as lifting, but it's, as we said, it's like a lot of exercises that are like stacked on top, and there definitely are some good exercises in there, but like just the volume is too much in order to like finish it on time and to get like a beneficial like work out of there, because you're just getting tired the whole time about the exercises.
Yeah, now that he mentioned conditioning, I think coach told us that we like had conditioning this year.
Yeah.
On morning
I haven't seen any conditioning whatsoever.
I mean, he's
from
telling
this
us
program
that
this year,
like on morning practices on Tuesday and Thursday,
yes.
We had like a circuit that was like 30 minutes. Or 1 hour.
Yeah.
It would be 30 minutes and then you switched, I believe.
Yeah, and then we jump in the pool. But
or a 500 swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's not conditioning because those are some warm-up exercises.
What is y'all's version of conditioning then?
Okay, I have a friend mm-hmm. at Delta State.
Yes.
And he sent me his conditioning practice. I mean, just one of them.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so he had 8 box jumps, 10 med ball slams, landmine squat, 5 reps.
Okay.
And then like hang clean with the... that's not called the...
Hang clean, what do you wanna?
Hang clean with the...
With the press up?
So you do a hang clean and then you do a shoulder press.
Push press.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so you do 10 reps of that and then you do 10 like hanging leg raises.
Oh, okay. So it engages your core. It engages every single muscle in your body.
Yeah.
Is what his is doing.
Yeah, but they are doing that 5 rounds without stopping. Wow. And I think they have that Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
But it's different stuff every single day. Or Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they have a lift besides that. So.
Okay, so this is just conditioning this is on just top conditioning. Of the lift, on top
yeah,
of something.
Or this is maybe Tuesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, I think they have like running or.
So definitely cardio. And
biking. Football. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But like intense running, I don't think it's like
to constantly being in shape because
yeah,
swimming and being in shape for swimming and being in shape out of the water are two completely different things.
Completely
different things. Yeah. But yeah, I just like I don't think that swimming, the actual swimming, requires a lot of miles in the pool.
I agree.
I think that's like the old
depends on your distance too.
It depends on what you swim, in my opinion, because it's like
and yes, like who you are.
Yes,
sorry to interrupt.
No, of course.
Like Bob Bowman said that Phelps wasn't doing anything above 50s in the practice when he used to swim.
Yeah, but the volume stacked up is a totally different.
Yeah, of course. But still, like I feel like we are doing. For example, you remember the test set we had after winter break?
We did 8 100s.
8 100s.
I'm just gonna explain it for them real fast. 100s is down and back, twice.
Twice, yeah. Because the pool is 25 yards.
Yes.
So, thank you. I feel like coach is giving like. Okay, for long distance swimmers, honestly, I don't know a lot about long distance practices and that, but I think even for them, they're doing way too much. And I feel like our practices in general are so repetitive.
I agree with that because I've seen the same sets and I've seen the same format so many times that my body gets very used to it. In swimming, your body gets used to sets really, really fast, and it doesn't get better off of that. I don't think it can, personally.
Yeah, but I feel like that was the problem last year as well.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yuri wasn't there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Yuri.
Sorry, but like every Monday
and
we
Friday.
We had the specific test set. I think it was... 850s for sprinters and then 2100s for long distance.
Yeah. And then also it would be...
And then Tuesday was like, I wouldn't say technique work, but it was like technique-based training. And then Wednesday...
Power. It would be power, towers. Yeah. Yes. Towers are pretty much buckets we have to pull filled of water.
Yeah, we fill them with water or weight and then we pull them.
Yes.
For a specific time, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like coach has to like add some diversity into practices, and
I just think there's a lot of improvement to get from our team, just because there's a lot of different people and a lot of different, I guess, ethics to work and all of that. Because swimming is such an individual sport that not a coach can't cater to all, but he can cater to most.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think, at least. What do you think, Yuri? That was a long breath.
Yeah, I was just kind of listening to like everything said, and because I have some points to disagree with Andre on that one, because
you gotta disagree.
I think honestly, like practice wise, there's definitely the two like views on it. I don't know if it's just because of my like personal background, because like I had a Hungarian coach, and like just for a quick explanation, Hungary is very big on swimming. It's a very like swimming nation and water polo nation, and people there usually have very hard sets and like very hard practices, so they're used to a lot of hard and miserable work in practice. And I had to go through the same thing too, like on occasions, even though I was a sprinter. So I think there's definitely some parts of having to adapt the practices to like specific needs, and that like practices for sprinters or in general shouldn't be that long, and our guys are doing too much. But from my standpoint, I would say that even a sprinter has to do some conditioning and some work too.
Oh, yes. I think they need conditioning out of the water the most. That's how I see it.
Yes, but I specifically mean in the water
in
too.
The water?
Like I'm not expecting to swim like timed 2200s or stuff like that, but like a six times 100s, eight times 100s, sets like that.
Just to
like
keep
that.
Your endurance up, yeah. And just to actually stay fit, yeah. I would say, in the water.
Yeah, because I think every swimmer has to be kind of versatile too. You can't only have your one event. I don't.
But back okay, to your
I have
po-
to,
yeah,
I have to add something. So I understand your point of view, but people have to understand that there's a pretty big difference between meters, especially long course meters, and yards,
yeah,
short course
enough.
Yards. Because for yards, like you can see that, like people in D1, they're all like jacked. They have muscles, like even the long distance swimmers. But especially sprinters, they're all huge, like huge muscles. They're like, I don't think they're doing any type of conditioning in the pool. Because I feel like for yards, you need more strength and like more power.
Because it's a shorter distance?
Yeah, because it's a shorter distance, and like the turns are very important in yards. And like, I understand what he's talking about,
yeah.
Because we are coming from, I would say, like similar environment.
Yeah.
Because we used to swim in long course meters.
Yeah.
And like for long course meters, you really need some conditioning because it's completely different type of swimming. But yeah, for yards, I feel like it's only power. It's like explosiveness.
But the problem is, I would say too, is that the sprinters you're talking about are specifically only the guys that can swim a 50 and 100. Those guys that are like insanely huge and are like have only muscle on them and basically no body fat and stuff like that. But if we like look at prime example, Caleb Dressel, I think that should be a name to a lot of people, even though outside of swimming,
the very tattooed guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, He was 2022 in Tokyo. He was the guy for US swimming. And for example, he was the prime sprinter in college swimming too, in yard swimming. Like, he still has unbroken records that are most likely to stand a bit longer. And
yeah,
he, for example,
especially the 53.
And he also had to go through some conditioning in the pool too. Like, if you ask his coach, as he said in an interview too, he had to go to through 2400s in the season too, occasionally, definitely not every practice, that's for sure, but he definitely had some work in there too. And there's practices online you can watch and you can like follow, and the stuff they are doing is not that far off from what we are doing, but definitely some points in those practices even keep the like sprinters occupied with distance work or
okay,
mid-distance
but
work.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know about you, because for me, when I was home, when I was in Serbia, there was a particular time of the season or like a preseason when we used to have like conditioning part. And then as the season was going on, we were shortening the practices and we were focusing more on like specific works for every stroke.
That's how it was for me back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like here, Brian is like randomly giving us practices. For example, one Monday he's gonna give us 850s like on blue pace. That's like,
it's the color of your face. That's what our color chart is supposed to be like. White is supposed to
be, it's not like your max, but it's like
it's
close
almost
to your,
there.
Yeah, close to your max.
It's a good 80%, I would say.
And then next Monday he would give us, I don't know, 8 100s or something like that. I feel like there has to be part of the season at the beginning. I don't know, for example, before the first meet or something like that, where we do only conditioning part in the pool.
100%, I totally agree.
Yes, I completely
and
agree.
And then as the meets start, I feel like we should focus more on like specific work for every like
for each
totally
group.
Distance
yes,
and stroke.
For each group. I think
totally agree,
be, yes.
But I think the other thing you are not fully taking into consideration is that the dual meet season is like, we have to perform on those dual meets. Of course, the other teams in the beginning of the season are like not quite where they have to be. In the
I
end,
I feel like that's for everyone though. Everyone,
of course, yeah.
Because our season is so long that you're going to be tired at some of these dual meets.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I mean, like, you still have to stack up some points and win some dual meets. So I can definitely see the idea of not fully doing like a like yearly period of a like European practice schedule and competition schedule. But yeah, I agree with you that like in the beginning of the season, there should be more distance work, more conditioning work, and then like slowly starting to focus more on the specific events and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then like as the season is going on, I feel like he can switch from conditioning in the pool, because like we should start working on the specific distance and specific stroke. I feel like we should switch to the conditioning outside of the pool. For example, sprints, runs, biking.
I completely agree, because running for me back home,
and
that's
like
what
some
we did a
intense
lot.
Conditioning.
Yeah, because my coach was Brazilian. He did a lot of stairs, a lot of running around campuses, just a lot of endurance outside of the water. Because that's what's helped me so much. I hate running, but
yeah,
you
I
have
mean,
to do
I,
it.
I hate running, and there's like a problem with running for swimmers, because like our bones and our joints are not used to the hard
impact.
Surface.
Yeah.
And then we can get injured way easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can do biking, we can do whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
just we need more intense conditioning.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot of improvements we need on this team. But we're going on 4 years next year, which is very, very good for us. And we have almost 53 swimmers now. And next year we would have upwards of 60 whenever we start. So I think it's pretty decent for where we are at. But we need to see more results just because we're such a big team and we have to cater to pretty much everyone since it's a very individual sport.
Yeah. I mean, I have to go back now to
yes, of course.
D2 Nationals.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Yes.
So I wanted to say that at the beginning,
yeah,
I completely forgot. you were just talking about something else, and I completely.
We just started yapping off. Yeah.
So first of all, I have to say that I wouldn't say both of our swimmers did pretty well.
Wyatt for sure did.
Wyatt Walsh did really well for QU.
Yes. If I'm not like wrong about the history of the program, because yes, I think there was yes. a program before. With some,
yeah, but just the women's program.
But it was just a women's program.
Only
yeah,
the women's, yeah.
Yeah.
Wyatt They're definitely really good, performed.
Though. Yeah,
because they still have records.
Yeah, Wyatt was sixth.
Yes, we were
at the 4 AM.
We were very excited about that. I got to be there and got to take all the pictures.
The first thing I had to see after the spring break was the trophy in Wyatt's room, and honestly, that's my dream. But
see, that's the thing, though. This is my question: does he have to like? Get a copy of that to the school or like how does that work?
No, because it's an individual trophy. It's not a team trophy. I think if like we had people for relay and then we...
That's a sensitive topic with the relay.
Why? Okay, tell us more about this sensitive topic.
Okay, wait, first.
Okay, sorry, yes.
Yeah, but then the other guy, Borna...
Yes.
So I feel like we were all expecting way more from him.
I think a lot of people were expecting, especially swimmers.
Yeah, even though like he transferred before nationals to West Virginia.
Before conference.
Before conference.
Before conference, sorry. But like I would say he did an amazing job at conference, especially on one fly.
Yes, I agree with that.
His 100 back wasn't like that good. But it was still a decent time, and I think he was he had a top 7 time.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
at 100 back.
Yes.
Top. And I think
it was top 5 for 100 fly. Yeah. For conference. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but what I'm trying to say is that Borna. I'm not going to say he did bad because like his times are still good.
Yes.
But
I think the mental wasn't there for him.
Yeah, I think like in his brain, he was
just done.
Yeah, done.
It was checked out.
Done
it
with
wasn't
Quincy
there.
Completely.
Yeah, done with Quincy, done with coaching, done with everything, which is insane to me.
Yeah, but like I was because he's my really close friend.
Yes.
I was texting with him constantly and. So the first day he had 53. He didn't do that well, but 50 is
50 is a touch and go.
Yeah,
it's day dependent.
Yeah, yes, yeah. yes.
That really is like that.
And like, if you miss the turn or you do
mess
some,
up a
yeah,
little bit, your whole
yeah, just
thing.
The slightest thing, your whole 50 can be a disaster.
Yes, I agree.
And so yeah, I'm not gonna talk about 50, but then the other day he had a 100 fly.
Yes.
He qualified for the B final. He was
top 14, and then he went down to 16.
Yeah, he was, I think, the last in the B final.
Yes, he was.
And which is still impressive. I mean, top 16 in the whole USA in D2 is still impressive.
It's still more than impressive.
But I was just expecting that...
him to pull off something a little bit better than top 16.
He had 47.00.
Yes, yes.
Coming into the nationals, and I was expecting 46.8 for the morning at least.
Yeah.
Because he was telling me that for a conference, he wasn't that rested and he didn't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
But then for nationals...
But honestly, sorry, I have to step in real quick. Like, you can definitely see him on pool deck and because, like, I saw him right there at the 100 fly start and you can definitely see when a person is locked in or especially him. I think that's, like, two different...
You can tell when they're nervous, too, because he looked nervous at NCAA.
Yeah, like I think he was really nervous
because
before...
Oh,
whenever
you're
I was taking... Yes, yes. Because
I'm thinking about conference.
About
like
conference, he was locked in.
He was very locked in.
He was very
like,
locked
even
in.
Even though he maybe talked about it a bit more, like, chilled and, like, laid back in terms of, like, all right, okay, maybe it's, like...
I think
not
it's because he didn't put as much pressure on it.
Maybe.
But I feel like, so first of all, yeah, he was like locked in at conference, and then I feel like he was calm, like he wasn't nervous at all.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. He didn't have any doubt in his mind that.
Yeah. I feel like, so swimming is like, the mental part of swimming is so important.
It is, I agree.
And like, I feel like people usually swim better when they just don't care about the actual swimming and they just step on the block and they just do what they do best.
Yeah, I agree completely.
You still have to care to perform, but you don't have to put pressure on yourself.
Of course. And I think at conference, he showed us that.
Yeah,
but then at Nationals, I feel like he was nervous and...
He was very nervous, shaky. Like, he didn't have enough confidence in himself from what I saw being on the pool deck and just taking pictures in general. Whenever you look at the pictures, it wasn't the same energy that was given at conference.
Yeah.
And which is, it's fair. I'm like, you're on a bigger platform, higher platform.
Completely different surroundings.
Yeah, everybody's fast.
Everyone is fast. Everyone has a right to be there. Like, it's a very, they earn their way there.
Yeah.
At conference, not anyone can go, but the whole team goes. Maybe you swim exhibition. Maybe you... like, don't get points, but you still swim.
Yeah. And he knew going into conference that he was, like, definitely one of the top guys in there.
Yes, he knew he was top 10 easily.
Yeah, I think he got, like, a fourth place or third place out of there in the 100 fly.
I think it was fourth overall, yes.
Yeah, fourth. Yeah. So he was definitely, like, I'm here and I'm one of the guys.
Yeah.
At Nationals, to be fair, like, he's definitely one of the top seeds, but...
No, he was ranked like 30th for the 100 fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then after that race, he texted me, look, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm just gonna swim however, and I'm just gonna finish with Quincy, and that's it. And he did 100 back, honestly, terribly.
Yeah, I do have to agree with that.
And 100 freestyle, Wyatt told me that he started pretty well, and then in the end, he just
fell off, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't totally, like, agree with the, like, behavior and mindset he, like,
just for went him
into for Nationals. Yeah, for him specifically. But at the other side, like, if you know your meet is not going as well as it could be, or as it should be, that too, and you know you've already signed with a new school that's definitely very known, very prestigious.
I guess like, they pride themselves because they're in Pac-12,
I believe. Yeah,
I believe.
So I'm not saying
West Virginia, right? Or is it
Big 12?
What?
Yeah, I think now it's called Big 12.
Really? But isn't that Big 10?
It's Big 10 and Pac-12.
And Pac-12, I thought they're trying to change the name. That's a whole different story.
But the listeners get the idea.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that definitely plays in with your mindset then.
Oh, wow. They did change it. Sorry, Andre just showed us on Google that they changed it to Big 12, which is fine, but it's just kind of weird because it's Big 10 and Big 12 now.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
I think it's, as I said, it's just a different mindset than going in there because he knows he's, like, secure for his future or, like, his future career ideas.
Yes, because he can lay back on the fact that I'm going to West Virginia. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But those two men are not our whole team. Our whole team is over 53 people, like I said, and which we all, I think, have bonded in our own ways and kind of created our own bonds, especially you two. And I think it just kind of shows that in a big team, even though it's individual, it does give us lifelong friends, lifelong family. What is y'all's, like, opinions kind of on that? Like, swimming, I think, brings you closer or divides you completely.
I think, it could definitely be both. But I think that's in general, like, with every kind of sport or surrounding you're in. Since we have, like, a very training dependent sport, like, we have to be around each other, even if we don't want to, very, very, like, a very long time period of the day. So,
like, we're with each other for a long time. So like, our season is from when? October? Right? Or before that?
Slightly after summer till...
Yeah.
Till like a bit.
Like, honestly, end of August.
End of August to about February?
Mid-February.
Yeah. And
so I think it's either better to have friends than... Or to make friends.
To make friends than enemies.
Being on your yourself the whole time. It's definitely the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's like swimming or like I would say this team as well. Like there's definitely some connections made. And I think it's a very welcoming team in terms of like the people that are in there. If you know your people and if you like kind of find your... I wouldn't say group because that would like talk for... Like, not a unity in the team, but
no matter what sport you do, there will be cliques, there will be people that you surround yourself more than. Like, no matter what, you can't say that there won't be cliques or won't be certain friend groups. There's always going to be that.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's not going to divide the team. It's just going to give you more people to talk to, honestly. Yeah,
that's for sure.
Especially coming in as freshmen. I think our team is very welcoming.
Yeah, that's what I definitely have to agree on. Like, when I came in here first as for the team, like I would consider myself more of a kind of introverted person. Definitely not shy, but like more of a, I'm not that
to yourself
like,
person.
Yeah, insanely talkative with everybody. But the team was very welcoming, and I think I found pretty fastly the people I was like or am still around with. So I think it's definitely a good thing.
What about you, Andre?
Because
we're the same year. He's 1 year behind us.
Yeah,
like even before I came to Quincy, Borna reached out to me and we started chatting and snapping. And like he's maybe not the best friend here I have, but
one of the closest friends,
for sure. And I really bonded with him nicely, especially because we basically come from the same region.
Yeah.
We speak basically the same language and we have the, I would say, like same traditions. So, yeah. And then I met my roommate.
Yes. Oh, okay.
My roommate, who is probably my best friend.
Please tell us your roommate's name.
Santiago Leiva. Santi is honestly the sweetest and, I don't know, just the best guy I've honestly ever met in my life. He's just so pure. And
he is one of the best teammates I've had.
Yeah, and
or
also
like just friend in general. Yeah. He's just sweet. He makes you always feel
And like
welcomed.
In general, people in my freshman year, like we weren't as big as now.
Yes, yes. We were, I think... there is only...
37.
Yeah, 37. Okay, thank you very much.
And I feel like especially the men's team bonded nicely.
Yes, they bonded very nicely. The women's team had their ups and downs for sure.
Like we were all hanging out. We were all chill with each other.
Yeah, yes.
And I honestly feel like I met some really good people. Like not just... here but throughout my whole swimming career, so
like it's a perfect way to wrap this up. Saying how much you liked swimming here, or so far the people, the environment, and just stuff like that. Do you have anything else you would like to say for today?
I love Derek Rose.
Who is that? You want to explain on that?
He's a flyer from Cal Berkeley.
Okay, so fanboying.
Bro, I meant the basketball player.
Wait, really?
He went to a completely different
sport. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the results from D1 Nationals, and there's a guy at Berkeley.
Oh, he's fanboying even harder over here.
Yeah,
Andre is fanboying.
I'm really sorry.
Even harder today just about swimming and the life of swimming. But it's a great way to wrap this up. Thank you to my guest, Andre and Yuri. And thank you for listening to QU. I'm Angelina Pagliaccio, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.